I was going to sing, you know, I had this whole, like, for whatever reason, I wanted to sing happy birthday, but I know it's not your birthday, but still, I don't know. I had a happy birthday feeling of singing.
You do?
I'm such a dork. I was going to go, happy birthday
to me.
Yes, even though it's not her birthday.
Not even close.
Not even close.
When's yours?
February.
Oh, wait, they both passed.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Well, birthdays. Somebody's birthday is today, and happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's because this is episode 43, and I'm 43.
And you're 43.
I don't know. Who knows?
Could be.
So yeah, we're super excited, guys. So today, well, actually not today. Tomorrow will be our starting thing. But did you guys know that we have a new sort of group coaching, super stellar immersion for She Podcasters called SheP VIP?
Yes.
We mentioned it on the last episode, but we didn't really actually go into it too much. And just in case you guys are interested, this is what's going on. And there might still be some, because we are, of course, this is time shifted, there might be still some spots available. So do reach out to us. You will see in the landing page whether or not we're still accepting applications. And because we're only doing 20 people, we're trying to keep it super intimate.
Can you repeat all the adjectives you use to describe what we put together one more time?
What
did you call it again?
I don't even know. I can't do it again.
She basically listed every word except mastermind. I just want to say that. She hates that word. She called it, honestly, it all went by so fast. I can't even, like.
And you
like,
know what's, you know what the thing is?
Coach, you have to rewind. I don't even know what it says.
I know. Well, now you'll have to remember immersion.
So
I know. Well, because.
Yeah, immersion.
Immersion.
We're going to immerse you.
We're going to immerse you in podcasting. Well, see, here's the thing. Last episode, I did call it Mastermind. And then I was I hate the name Mastermind.
Right.
Because I was so not proud of myself for that because I just really can't stand that word. And I mean, I like the concept of it because I think it's amazing. It's an amazing concept. Masterminding with people is amazing. I just don't like to name stuff that. But I love the concept. But anyway, so that's what we're doing. And it really, I think, came out from both our desire and what we saw in the community that it just seemed that people were getting stuck with the whole actual launching process of a podcast. Not that you can't do it and not that you can't find all this information on your own. Not that you really, you know, there's plenty of free resources out there. So many resources, including the She Podcasts community. And it's just that I feel that people get stuck in the process somehow.
Yeah.
Whether it's about, you know, issues with their technology, do you don't know like what goes where, and you don't realize that until you're in the process of launching.
Yeah.
You realize that there's a lot of things you did not do before you launched that you were supposed to have done just simply because you honestly did not know. Misinformation that's out there that I feel needs to be addressed from the get-go. And also, you know, making sure that you know why you're doing this and how to succeed or at least have a definition of what that is for you. It honestly totally breaks my heart.
So. A lot of times people just get overwhelmed or they just don't prioritize it. And if that's you also, that's very common that it ends up taking longer than you think, and you just say, forget it. I'll just do it another time. But we're like to encourage you not to do that because it really does pay off.
It absolutely does pay off. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do this too is because it is so much easier to be able to talk to somebody about these things and just get to a solution. And have three, because there's three of us in this. Natalie Ekdahl, who is from BizChicks, BizChicks.com and BizChicks Podcast, who has a wealth of information in terms of just plain old business, like just business.
Business.
She's got like such an amazing point of view, just so much intelligence about running a business and what it really takes to do things and getting things done. Plus Jess, who is, you know, Jess.
Hi.
And being able to get that kind of opinion about your stuff, naming and branding and colors and creativity and all that stuff. And then me, who can give you like the straight up truth about numbers out there and what really is happening in the industry. And yeah, we're going to talk about some of this stuff here that when we scroll down, but it seems to be very true that we're going to address this later as well, that if you hear something on a podcast, it's like true. It's true. For whatever reason, you think that what somebody says, it's true. And you don't and we as a community of listeners sometimes don't even bother to follow up on that, whether or not it is true. And and I'm a big proponent of getting to the heart of the matter and stopping that misinformation. So that's actually one of the reasons I want these women that work with us to be equipped with an insane amount of knowledge that's going to really help them make the proper decisions for what they want to do and not get stuck, you know, after a few episodes going, how come my podcast is not growing? You know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Dude. So if you are still looking to sign up or looking to work with us, shepodcast.com/VIP. And when you go to that link, shepodcast.com/VIP, you will either see whether or not we are full or if we're still taking applications, and you can just go ahead and fill out whatever. And I'm sure that we'll have some kind of, how do you say, what is a list? You know, a list, like an interest list. In case we do this again, so that you can sign up to be alerted to when we begin again. So the program is 10 weeks. Your time commitment is not very much. It's really just about an hour, possibly maybe 90 minutes a week. But we get very zero focused or Zoom focused. I don't know what word I was trying to say.
Hyper focused,
maybe. To getting your questions answered, getting you committed to whatever your next step is and solving your problems and getting you going. So that's it. It's really up to you to do the work.
Yeah.
So we don't think it's going to be like totally 10 hours a week or anything like that. It's very simple. We just get together, we get things done, we get the goals set, you know, and then we have some support for you in terms of email and a Facebook group too, a private Facebook group, so that we can continue the conversations if you need to.
Yes.
Yo, baby, yo. So there's that.
Yeah.
And now we have some feedback from the awesome Dr. Ginger Campbell about last episode, where we gave some advice to some of our lovely ladies about marketing, PR, and all that kind of fun stuff.
Hey, Jess and Elsie, this is Ginger Campbell from the Brain Science Podcast and Books and Ideas. I just wanted to respond to the listener who was asking for advice about growing her audience after being on for a whole year. Anyway, my suggestion is ask your loyal listeners to share the show with others. Really, in a world where marketing might not be realistic for many of us, getting listeners from your existing listeners is definitely the way to go. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten an email from a new listener who has told me that they heard about the show from someone else. So just get in the habit of reminding your listeners, A, to leave you reviews, and B, to share the show with their friends. Thanks again. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Thank you, Dr. Ginger.
Thank you. And she gave really good advice.
Yeah. And
that's something we kind of forgot.
Basic. And you know what? Yeah. I know that Dr. Ginger obviously has been around the block for a while. Well, actually, I can't say obviously because maybe you guys don't know, but she has Books and Ideas and she has the Brain Science Podcast. And she's been a podcaster for, gosh darn it, Dr. Ginger, I believe you started in 2005. I may be wrong. I have all your data somewhere, but she's been consistent and her work is top notch. Really, really incredible work, about so many different layers. And, so you should definitely check out her stuff. And she has put 100% commitment to her podcast and it has continued to grow steadily since she started. So she knows what she's talking about. Yo.
Yeah, man.
So this little piece of news here, Miss Jess, is for you.
Oh, wait, before I wanted to tell you a story about Dr. Ginger.
Okay,
I don't know if I told you this or not. It's from Podcast Movement. Did I tell you that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So, Scott, my husband and I were both at Podcast Movement, and the very last day we drove a couple people to the airport that happened to be in the lobby when we were leaving. We had gotten a car. So we drove Dr. Ginger and Karen Hogue. I think that's it. And then it was just like me and him. We were driving to the airport, having like a lovely little conversation. And then when we all got out of the car, Scott kind of like whispered to me. He was like, so what are their shows? And I was like, I don't remember if I knew Karen's show. And I was like, Dr. Ginger does Brain Science show or whatever it's called. I knew what it was called at the time. I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Brain Science podcast. You're right.
Yeah. Brain Science, right?
Yeah.
And he got all starstruck. He was like, what? That's Dr. Ginger from Brain Science? And I was like, he goes, I've been listening to that for years. I love Brain Science.
Oh,
and I was like,
my God.
I'm sorry. How would I know what the heck he's listening to? And he's, you know what I mean? When he's listening to stuff. And I was like, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's Dr. Ginger. And he was like, oh, my God. I can't believe I drove Dr. Ginger to the airport. Isn't that funny?
It's so funny. It's totally amazing because you know. Again, it's like you
how
have
would you know, you, right?
How would how would you know? And plus, you because we listen. You would never be able to tell somebody just by looking at them who they are unless you totally look at their website and look at pictures. But still, that doesn't.
Yeah, but I want to know if Dr. Ginger gets like when I was a podcast movement and I would be talking, someone would turn around and go, "That's Jessica Kupferman." Like they could recognize my voice. I want to know if she gets that or am I just like the biggest mouth on the planet and that's why.
Well, I think that
because
your
why
voice
didn't he
carries.
Recognize her? Do you know what I mean? Well, she's very sweet sounding.
Yes, though. I don't think Dr. Ginger is the one that's going to be like the voice above everybody else's voice. She's very folk. At least when she's talked to me, she's like talking with me, like right in front of
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
Right, you know what I mean? Like totally into what we're saying, but not. Like, I can't overhear the conversation, so you can't really hear the voice.
Right. No, you're
so,
right.
So, yeah. And plus, she has a very resonant voice on her podcast as well. And I feel that there's a difference in the way that you listen to somebody's voice. It's there's something that happens with a microphone as well that there is. Yeah. It just becomes more layered and richer. And you don't really get that sometimes when somebody's in front of you, unless you are like one of those professional voiceover artists in a world. You
in
know,
a world.
In a world. And then you get that kind of stuff, but then who knows?
Wait, do that again.
In a world. I can't even do it.
In a world.
I love that movie.
In a World. Yes. For those of you, I don't know if you've heard, if you've seen the movie In a World, but it's very funny. It's like all about drama in the voiceover acting industry, and it's very funny.
In a World.
Yes. And yes, I saw it too, and I was like, oh,
it was hilarious.
Hilarious.
It was a super killer movie. So if you have not seen In a World, go see it.
Go see, yeah.
Or not, or
download it on
iTunes.
It's
on Netflix. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
It's very funny.
So, but Jess, BuzzFeed has a podcast.
I know.
Well, not even a podcast. They have a couple. They have podcasts.
Podcasts.
And even like the Wall Street Journal, holy cow, covered this. That's insane. And it,
I know.
The title was BuzzFeed Joins the Podcast Frenzy. I guess podcasting is a frenzy now.
Isn't it?
I guess.
I'm frenzied. I feel frenzied about it.
I feel frenzied about it too, but then that somehow it's
especially
a frenzy. Everybody, it's like you can see everybody like running around like really fast. I need to have a podcast. Oh my God.
We're being frenzied.
But you know what? What's really cool is they've got a lot of diversity. They have diversity with their podcast there. They're dealing with some issues.
No, they're not.
No? Did you listen? I did not get a chance to.
What's the name of it again? Hold on. I needed to find. No, I didn't listen to it, but I felt like when I read the article, I knew what you were talking about because they have all kinds of diversity. They do like if black girls said shit that white girls say.
Oh, right.
That kind of stuff. Like, and then you see like black girls like looking at white girls going, how do you keep like, how do you wash your hair and like touching their hair without their permission and stuff like stupid stuff that white people do to them.
All right.
That's what I think. I mean, yes, they are, but I believe based on the articles that I read on BuzzFeed that it's like a humorous approach to like racism and stuff like that. I'm guessing. I want to find the actual.
Yeah. Let me see.
Because I have your show notes up, but like for some reason I can't find it.
All right. Let me see. Hold on. So this is a little bit from the article. It says BuzzFeed likes to connect with its audience in every format possible, said Miss @WiseBerman. We're on every social media platform, and we're just kind of experimenting with everything we possibly can. So the web culture show Internet Explorer is hosted by BuzzFeed staffers Katie Notopoulos and Ryan Broderick, while the race and gender program, see, it says race and gender, so it seems like it, I'm not sure if it's a comedy, though, will be hosted by writers Haven Nigatu and Tracy Clayton.
Another round, it's called. All right, let me take a look.
Another round.
I'll be able to tell based on the episodes. Let me just look it up real quick. Can you hear me typing? I'm just curious.
I do not hear you typing, but they've got those little... But see, in the image over there, it looks like two lovely African-American women.
They are. Yes, they are.
But we'll see what they talk about. I mean, it could just be jokes, but I don't know.
Episode one. In our debut episode, we interview writer... Hold on. Is there a website? Hold on. Let's go to the website. SoundCloud.com. Another round with Heben and Tracy. Oops. Oh, Heben. Heben. Cover everything from race, gender, pop culture to squirrels, mangoes, and bad jokes all in one boozy show.
Squirrels, mangoes, and booze. So it could be just for fun, but also getting real about the conversation. So... That sounds like a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely reach out to them, to them ladies.
Yeah, we should.
So who knows? I mean, but I'm glad that they're, you know, because that's not something that generally speaking, I just wouldn't have thought. I could see the pop culture stuff that they were talking about. But yeah. I guess, you know.
We'll have to listen to it. Yeah. But I do love BuzzFeed so much.
Yeah.
So much. I recommend it a lot.
Yeah. And well, because you sent me every link that you sent me is from BuzzFeed.
I know. It's really the only thing I read. That's how I get news, too. It's like my version of The Daily Show. It's sad, but it's true. But they do have news. But like, you know why? Because they have stuff in a way that my ADHD brain can handle. It's not too much. It's not too little. And it's like, okay, I can control like reading stuff in a list type format. That's why I like it. And plus, it's kind of funny and fun.
Yeah. No, you're totally right. And it's really easy. And plus, they have it layered, multi-layered with a lot of media, which actually fits their brand very, very, very well. Because BuzzFeed does a lot. They use... I think audio is probably the last one that they needed to use because they have
a video,
GIFs or GIFs. I don't know, whatever GIFs. They have just images. They've got video clips. They have tons of text. I mean, they've got so much going on that it's just crazy pants. So now with the audio piece, they've got it all. Now, what else do they need? They need a Broadway show and a movie. No, just kidding.
When you're right, you're right.
And they will be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So anyway,
I love them. If you guys don't have their app on your phone, shame on you. It's hilarious.
Is it really?
Oh my God!
I had no idea. Is it just like for scrolling? What? Is it kind of like CNN?
Okay. No, it's not like Hold on.
Okay. No.
It's like CNN. Who are you? No. It's like this. 17 vanity plates people actually spent money on. Okay, and the first one is Virginia, and it's PGLEG and a handicap, so plegic.
Oh my God,
paraplegic. The second one is SUKSNOT, suck snot. And then the next one is SNT2KIL. So what is that? Sent to kill.
Oh my God! Seriously?
Yeah.
And they thought it was so cool. Could you imagine the DMV? They're like, "Why?"
Yeah. So, like, here's another one: OMG, WTF 7. Here's one that says "Fartist."
Oh God.
Anyway.
Yes. All right. I see. So that's it's funny, okay. And you don't have to be. Yeah. Yeah. Because I always go down rabbit holes. That's why I stopped clicking, because you know what happens if you're clicking on the BuzzFeed stuff on Facebook, that's all Facebook delivers from then on. Then it's just like your entire feed. So I stopped because I'm like, I'm done. I don't want any more. So
Here's a video someone posted that says a photographer interrupted a tortoise having sex and it did not go well.
Oh my God.
Oh God, the tortoise is coming after him.
I'm sure.
And he looks very angry. Oh. Anyway, it's just stuff like that. What should, and then quizzes, like what should you call your alter ego?
Yeah.
15 spectacular grilled cheeses in London.
Tasty,
and then, you know, but then it tells you John Hamm, you know, just completed a 30-day stint in rehab. And then, you know, or it has like,
oh my God, I had a great idea. I just had a great idea.
Jeremy Clarkson left the BBC and the internet is freaking out. That kind of stuff.
Dude, I got a great idea for you.
What? Okay. You do?
So you're just going to have to record yourself.
Yeah.
Giving the BuzzFeed news. Just like this. Just like you're doing to me. You have to do this and then send it over to BuzzFeed.
That's what you think, how you think I should do it?
Yeah. I think you should do that.
Here's an article on the sweater made from the hair of LGBT people.
You could be like the network, like what is it? The network, what is it? The big kid, the big
anchor,
the anchor woman? Yes. For BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. You, my dear, are perfect.
You think so?
Oh yeah.
Hand knitted with hair donations from over 100 people. Hashtag the gay sweater is the only thing that's okay to call so gay. Because it's made from 100% gay hair, according to campaign video.
Dude, I would love.
Would you pee yourself?
Yes, I would pee myself. That is so perfect.
That's a funny article is what that is.
Yes, hashtag
28 very important questions we have for Kim Kardashian's nails. Number one, how long does it take to paint your nails? Number two, how often do you smudge them when you're waiting for them to dry but have to go pick up Nori
or post something
on Instagram?
Oh, my God.
I think you're right. That would be hilarious.
That would be super hilarious. You got to do it. And then you have, yes, you have to do it. Seriously. And then when you become famous, just remember, it's like all LC, here. It's all recorded
right
here. That's right.
We'll do it together. That's right. Because you and I, we're a good team, man. I'm feeling especially hilarious today, actually.
Well, good, because we have some things that are not particularly hilarious, but they do require.
That's not helpful.
But they do require your very strong opinion, okay?
Oh, no.
So there is an article that I did find in my searchings, and I chose not to share it with any of my communities.
Then why start now?
Well, because it was shared with us. It was shared on our Facebook page, on the She Podcast Facebook page. Clara shared this post with us, and I thanked her, you know, and I just thought like maybe I should give it a look, and I want to remember why I decided not to share it. And I think one of the biggest reasons that I decided not to share it is because the overall feeling of the article was so negative and so just bitchy, mm-hmm. if I could even say that word to this guy. But it was really a big rant. But it wasn't a funny. I didn't feel like a funny rant.
Is this the problem with podcasting one?
This is the one that is, yes, the problem with podcasting. And so I kind of scanned it, and he does have some really good points in there. But for the most part, I just felt it was so negative, even though there were some points in there that I thought really did need to be
addressed. How did I not pick up on the fact that it was super negative? I don't know.
I don't know. I just thought the essence of it was like, and don't do this, and don't do this, and stop with this, and do you think you're smart? And I just felt that it was so negative.
Oh.
That's what I thought, you know? But I did see that there were some things, and upon rereading it, I thought, I just kind of put a little bit of a quote here just because of the fact that I thought this is something that we do need to address. And I go, oh yeah, this is kind of true, where he said, podcasters will often present their opinions as facts that no one is ever going to check or challenge. There is no editor in chief to make sure that the stories told stand up to scrutiny. And so just taking that piece, I do find that is true, because there's something about getting behind a platform or getting behind a microphone. When you say something, somebody will say, well, Elsie said that, and then therefore it must be true, you know, or Jess said this, and therefore that is it. And whoever you listen to mostly, you kind of just take whatever they say you kind of think that it's true, right? But I don't think that it's because of what he says. He says, why not? Because no one cares. In one ear, out the other. I don't think that that's the case. I think it's because people do care and people do kind of engage with you a lot. That kind, they don't feel like they have to, you know, check the facts.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, though, I feel that it is very important for us to know as a community, both as listeners and as people that stand behind the mic, that what we say can hold a lot of authority. And there's no way kind of to back it up, which is one of the reasons why there's a lot of misinformation, particularly about things like, you know, new and noteworthy, that it's only 8 weeks or, you know, 8 to 12 weeks and this is what, and then you're done. That kind of stuff only started to really happen because people didn't question it. People never really asked again. People didn't even know who to ask. And in terms of like podcast downloads, the kind of data that we present or that Rob gathers together, which we will address in a different show, about what the median and the mean numbers are for at least like 18,000 podcasts that we host, I think does present a little bit more steadiness or a little bit more truth behind numbers and downloads than what other people might be talking about off the top of their head. But that's, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So what do you think about that?
I mean, it's true. I must have skimmed this because I'm just noticing now that he recommends masturbating instead of pleasing yourself by starting a podcast. And I thought that was interesting.
This is what I'm saying.
I obviously didn't go close enough to catch that the first time.
I missed that completely.
Yeah, see. Now, I will say this. A lot of what he says is true.
Right.
I think he's right that there are a lot of mediocre, half-assed podcasts, untalented amateurs, copycats, bullshit shows, waste of time shows, people who just love to hear themselves talk. Possibly mine is included in that. But like, I will also say that like, this isn't news because it's the same with blogs. This is all the same things you can complain about when it comes to a blog. There's no like, I mean, now you can say that it's part of like journalistic integrity to check your facts if you have a certain blog. But like, if you want to blog about, like I just said, like Kim Kardashian's nails and how stupid they are, like there's no one to argue, and you don't have to do any research. You can just sound off at the pen about it or the mouth. It's just podcasting is a different medium for having a shitty blog.
Right.
So he's right, but like, it's not news.
True.
That people have the ability to create crappy content. Whether it's in your diary or on the web on like myopendiary.com or Blogger or WordPress and now iTunes.
Or YouTube.
In fact, they've had the ability to create shitty audio blogs for what, 10 years now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been going on for a while. But see, here's the interesting thing. So it's funny that you bring up the blogging part because he doesn't seem to agree with you. Because whole paragraph where
I'm just kidding.
So here, podcasters, you know, with the whole, will often present their opinion as facts. That's how the paragraph begins. And then it continues. Right. Why not? Because no one cares. In one ear, out the other.
Yeah.
At least the printed word has some appearance of authority. It's in black and white. And it has staying power. People can come back to it. Check the facts, look at the sources, and leave comments. That's why I prefer blogging, he said.
It's no different, though. People can come back to it. You can come back to a podcast. You can check the facts and look at the sources of a podcast. I mean, you can – I mean, and if you feel like you can't because it's not linked or whatever, I mean, just Google the guy talking instead of Google the guy writing. What is the difference?
Right. And
it does not have any appearance of authority, I don't think. I mean, my God – I mean – He's talking about like TechCrunch, but if this guy had his own tech blog, is this his own tech blog? If this guy had his own tech blog, I would just be like, well, who the hell is he?
Well, see, and this is the, okay. So yes, I totally agree with you because there's also something else too. Cause I, like I said, like I listen to a lot of podcasts, blah, blah, blah. One of my favorites is Rocket, which is some of the three top tech women around, you know, chatting with one another. And I've gotten to know them in this real intimate medium of them discussing some of the biggest tech industry stories, particularly with a woman slant to it, that are so in depth and so incredible, and it makes me learn so much. And I feel that has a lot more authority than in somebody sitting down. And I know one of them is like the head editor or one of the tech editors for Mashable, and she writes a lot of really in depth pieces as well. But there's something about Christina's opinion on this blog that really makes it I don't know. Like there's layer upon layer when they're talking about these stories that are out there.
I think podcasts help because you know, based on their voice, whether or not they're a moron.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can fake authority via the written word if you're a decent enough writer. I mean, but you know, you could be a drooling idiot and just know the English language well.
Absolutely. And here's the other thing too, though, which is really interesting about the process of the whole podcasting thing. So going back to Rocket is about 90 minutes long. It's a very long show of these women talking, right? Mm-hmm. But see, at the beginning of it, it's really just, if you only chopped off the first 15 minutes of that show, you would just be like, what is this? Because it's like basically three girls talking about stuff, like where you're like, what? They're just talking about anything and everything that comes into their minds mm-hmm. when they introduce each other. It has nothing to do with anything. It's very like there's no interesting insight other than for a woman, you know, about talking about, I don't know, clothes or hair or, you know, drinking stuff. They were talking about their experiences in with alcohol and what happened. One of them woke up with a puppy on her chest and she found out in Mardi Gras, she like bought a $1,200 puppy.
What if you're not a girl, but not yet a woman?
Well, no, you're such a dork. But see, after those 15 minutes are over, you're such a dork.
Sorry.
After those 15 minutes are over, then they go deep into three stories. And it's like they morph into like these super intelligent, put together, amazingly well-spoken and clear, massively wise tech pundits. Like within just two minutes. It's like one day, one time they're talking about, yeah, when I got drunk over it. And then it's like this solid thing. And I think that this is it's so wonderful to see that such layers. And if you invest the time into that relationship, you will get so much more. Now, the comment that Clara had about this article was like, perhaps he has not found something that resonates with him. Perhaps he has not found a show that resonates with him, which is why he seems to be so angry. And here's the other thing.
He's an angry dude.
He got like over 2,500 comments on that. And
you know why? Because he probably just wrote this article because it's about podcasting. So people will talk about it.
Well, and then he got a bunch of hate. A bunch of trolls, a lot of people leaving him really horrible, like not life. I don't think it was life threatening, but a lot of like really nasty comments of people who did not disclose who they were. And they were commenting as, you know, I don't know, people who, you know, random people. And then he was kind of like, whoa. So he wrote another blog post saying that he now will require you to have a real name to comment. He's all for having a conversation, all for debate, but not for straight up trolling, which I thought was really interesting that he instigated with this article so much hate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, of course, podcasters, I mean, we know from the communities that aren't ours, like, you know, like our, the podcast community and Podcasters Tech Talk, you know, those guys are not happy-go-lucky. Like they are, right. Some of those guys have some crazy emotional lack of filter, I guess, is what I'd like to say. They get hot-headed. I'm just going to say, they just get hot-headed quickly. So if you want to bust on podcasters, like you better get an umbrella and run or like a bomb shelter and hide because – of course you're going to get hate mail.
Yeah. Yeah. Because people are very, especially when, yeah. No, I totally hear you. But I think that perhaps it was also in the way that he said it. Like I said, the reason that I didn't share it, even though it had a lot of very strong opinions that were true and that I agree with a lot of it, I just didn't like the tone. I just thought it was a little bit... it was too negative for my taste. It just seemed a little bit bitchy. Like I said, it wasn't delivered in a way that I thought aligned with the kind of stuff that I like to share.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But anyway, blah, 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 blah. So
yeah, I mean, I think he probably just wrote it for the attention and he certainly got it.
I know. He certainly. So if you ladies would like to read that article, you can find it in our show notes because there will be a link there. And then there's another article that just came into as well into my radar, and it's called It's Time to Blow Up podcasting, and it was written by Mark Ramsey. And he also hits on a big point. And I think, Jess, I think that you can agree with some of this. And I'm going to read a couple of paragraphs here, and then you let me know what you feel.
Yeah.
No matter how Seinfeld.
Well, we're off to a good start. Everyone knows Seinfeld.
No matter how Seinfeld is consumed, no matter what platform, it has value because the content, the show, has created that value. Seinfeld is worth $90 million. $90 million because we, the audience, say it is. Which platform we find it on is a function of what platforms make it available and whatever is easiest and most convenient for us at any time. Indeed, it's the fact that we search for Seinfeld and don't find it that makes up much of that $90 million streaming value. Seinfeld is Seinfeld. It's not TV. It's not even video. It's not DVD. It's Seinfeld. And when we want it where whatever way we want it. Podcasters, those who create the space in particular, tend to view the distribution channel as a silo, a community of podcasters who podcast for those who know what podcasts are and are interested in consuming podcasts. They have been and continue to be woefully ignorant of this fundamental truth. Content knows no distribution channel boundary. Content is bigger than any distribution channel. Your take, Ms. Jess?
I mean, he's right. I know, I'm agreeing with everyone today. But like, I don't know. Is he right? Let's think about this for a second. Okay, so like when it comes to Seinfeld, it's true. Like, the fact that it's worth $90 million is because it's that show, and that show is extremely popular and still is extremely popular, even though it's been in syndication for like almost 20 years, I think. But like, I also agree that a lot of podcasters are only making content for people who already know what podcasters are and who are already into podcasting. I agree with that. I think that's a shame. And I think that's a man thing, because I find that women are constantly asking, how can we get more women to listen? You don't hear men saying that. You don't hear men going, how can I get more men to listen? They just want more listeners. But I think they do want listeners that already know what's going on, that are nerdy and already want to hear whatever they're podcasting about. I don't think they care about getting non-podcast listeners on board the way women do. And I'm not trying to make it a gender issue. It's just a observation that I've made.
Yeah. And I think that, well, for us,
it's really not probably,
it just becomes a little bit more challenging for us because there's a lot of women who are still not, don't understand or don't really have this, like we've discussed this in the past, as part of their daily experience, as part of their daily life, meaning mm-hmm. listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I understand that content knows no distribution channel boundary. I get that, which is
why
there's a lot of people that need to put it in different places. And we, and again, it is like a cohesive thing. We've talked about this in the past. There's people who to watch videos on YouTube. There's people who listen to satellite radio, whatever.
Yeah, you have to come to them where they're comfortable listening.
Absolutely.
That said, does that mean that we should turn She Podcasts into some type of YouTube show? Like, put our logo up and put all the episodes on YouTube, or is that a giant waste of our time?
I think it's a giant waste of our time at this moment because we have, but see, we have a different kind of distribution as well. We can share, like, okay, so I don't get a lot, but I do get a lot of people who click, like on Instagram, when I put the direct link to our, or each and every one, except for this week, because we're promoting the Sheepod, but anyway, every episode that we have, I put a link directly links to the episode in iTunes. Mm-hmm. So if somebody clicks my Instagram profile for the latest episode, then they just have to tap that button and automatically the podcast app opens up directly there for consumption. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's still a podcast, but the distribution channel is Instagram for that. So I feel okay doing that. There are times when we go into the Facebook group, and I'm sure that there's ladies in there who are not subscribed to She Podcasts, maybe don't even know that we have a show, and that's the first place that they're going to listen because we posted a link there in the group. Mm-hmm. So these are other ways of distribution that are not like making it harder for us. It's just the same thing. It's just that instead of subscribing, you just tap on a link and then you look at their website and you, you know, listen, you stream.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women who do that as well. I think that here's what I, cause I commented on his blog post and I agreed with him, cause I think it's true that we often see it, that content is content. But then there's the other side of the equation where there's some of us who really, really just really align with the term podcaster. And that's who we are. That's what I really like to call myself. I am a podcaster. In fact, I'm wearing a hashtag podcaster t-shirt right now.
Hey.
Hey. And so just be, or she podcaster. That's how I really like that. I'm not a YouTuber. I don't want to be called a YouTuber.
I'm not really either. Yeah.
I'm not a blogger. I don't want to be called a blogger. I am a constant, like I am, like you could know me as Elsie. Oh, it's that, you know, or the yogi brand that I do with like the yoga stuff and the tech stuff. That's great. You can know me that way. That's an entity. But the way that I call myself, I like podcasting is my thing. Mm-hmm. It's, and so I made a sort of like a metaphor of being like a stage actor. Some stage actors never want to do film. They just want to be doing stage. That's their thing.
Right.
And they will, you know, they don't want to be in anything other than maybe an off-Broadway show in a small little theater where like magic happens in those small spaces where, I mean, I've seen some shows that have blown my mind that nobody else will ever see other than whatever, how many seats are in the house for a week that it runs. But I don't, but that was enough. You know, they don't have to be incredible artists or I'm not incredible artists, but incredible, like big movie stars. So it depends on what you want. That's all my comment was. I'm not saying that the content that content knows no distribution and that we shouldn't expand to open up different channels. But there are some of us who just really, totally just love to be podcasters and that's it.
Yeah,
and
you're
if you, you know, and if you want to meet us where we are, that's awesome. But that's our prerogative. It doesn't mean that I'm saying this to every single one of you that is listening that you just need to push your podcast. No, if your audience has a hard time understanding how to subscribe, if your audience is people who don't have iPhones, if your audience really prefers to watch things on YouTube, if whatever, then you just need to be where they are.
And
you know what I mean?
I mean, I do think there's some truth to the fact that you need to, on some level, be everywhere. That's what Pat Flynn always says. You have to be everywhere. In some ways, that's true. Like, just having it on iTunes isn't enough. I do feel like you should have some, like, presence on Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, even if you're not using those things all the time. But that's just from my marketer hat says that's what you need to be doing.
And I see, and you know what, Jess? I see how it works because, I, you know, putting more interest. Again, yeah. I'm going back to Instagram because I prefer that platform, but I've been really pushing the Libsyn feed as well. I've been putting out content consistently since January. I've been putting up at least one picture Monday through Friday, some image.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've had to curate that content and I have to go in there every day and I have to manage it every day. And it is growing and I'm getting a lot more interaction than I used to before. I've doubled at least the interaction that I've gotten, which is, you know, it's still a small little account. But the thing is that I'm now investing a lot more of my work time for Libsyn in Instagram. And I've only been able to do that because now I have a system for the other places like Twitter and Facebook are now kind of a little bit easier for me to manage. And so I can now put more attention over to Instagram. But for our lay people, you know, for us who this is my job, like that's what I do. I manage the social media. So they pay me to do these things. Mm-hmm. But most of us don't really have the time or the energy to be, you know, because I know we could curate a Pinterest page up the wazoo. It would be so awesome. I have so many ideas. It's crazy. But do you know how much time that's going to take away?
Yeah,
I do. There's so much. So
I know.
That's all I'm saying. It's like, yeah, content knows no distribution channel boundary, but geez, you got to pick and choose.
Yeah, it takes time.
You got to pick and choose totally. So if you have a podcast, how about concentrating on helping people find it?
Yes. Well, that's a good first.
I don't know. So that's what I say about that.
I agree.
So anywho, that's it for today. For this show. What do you think? Do you have something else to add to that rant?
I don't.
Ish.
I think you're a genius as always.
Well, if you do have a little bit more insight, ladies, as you heard Dr. Ginger leave us a message today, I think it would be fantastic if you reached out to us via speakpipe.com/shepodcast. And you know what you should do? If you don't have the SpeakPipe app and you do have an iPhone, please download it. It's the easiest thing ever. You can absolutely very easily just send us feedback that way. And the sound quality, as you heard from Dr. Ginger, is very, very good. So you can go ahead and do that. If you don't want to do that, you can email us at feedback@shepodcast.com, or you can leave comments below the image over on the She Podcast group on Facebook, which is at shepodcast.com/group. If you have not joined it, come on by and say hello to us, because we are still, we're looking for better conversations in there. Always, always. And talking.
Not that what we have isn't fantastic.
No. But it's always really great to hear from everybody in the community.
Yes, we want to hear from all of you.
Yes. So
thank you so much.
That's it. And hey, if you're still looking for a little support from us that you just heard us chatting up over here, go over to shepodcast.com/VIP and apply for our VIP session. We do start tomorrow, so please get on it as soon as you hear this. And even if you're running a little late, just make sure that you send in that application in case you are falling behind, because we don't want you to fall behind. So
do it now.
Do it
right
now. Yo. Now. And we will talk with you next week.
Thank you so much for listening.
Bye. The rest.